All the glory, all the honor, and all the Praise the Lord again, church. We have an awesome, awesome, awesome God. It's hard to believe that Thanksgiving is all. It's tomorrow. I was driving home yesterday from work, and it was kind of a dreary day, and looking out across the fields, and I was just thinking, you know, it's close to winter. Winter's right around the corner. It kind of just hit me that, man, it's Thanksgiving this week. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Where has this year gone? Where has this year gone? I'm sure a lot of us are just waiting to kick this year out. Say, let's move on. But this year, it's been kind of a mixed bag. It's been a great year in so many respects, and it's been difficult in so many others. But I just was thinking of this the last few days. I love to cook. It's one of my hobbies. If I wasn't pastoring right now and I had the opportunity, I'd love to have a little barbecue shack somewhere. And I love to cook, barbecue, and just cooking that over an open flame, and the smells, and all of this. And I was sitting outside and doing a little grilling out yesterday, and I was beginning to think about all the things that I'm thankful for. I was talking with Sister Kim before service, and we were talking about so many times we approach Thanksgiving, we're thankful for stuff, thankful for possessions. That's what we think. We're like, Lord, I'm thankful for my car. It's a long way to work. It's cold, dreary, rainy. I'm thankful for all of these other superficial things that we could really do without if we had to. Let me get to think about this. I'm thankful for relationships. You know what you think about it, Brother Dan? I can't take my camper to heaven with me. Not that I would want to. Probably wouldn't survive the journey. But we can go there together. We can take one another. And the only thing that we're going to take with us from this life into the next life is relationship. And I want to read, this is a very simple Thanksgiving message tonight, but I'm going to title this Building Thanks in a Somewhat Thankless World. We're going to be reading from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It's one of the most explicit Bible verses related to the matter of Thanksgiving. It reads like this, "In everything give thanks." That pretty well sums it up. If you want to know what to give thanks for or give to thanks in, it says give in everything. In everything, give thanks. When things go bad, give thanks. When things are going good, give thanks. When your car breaks down, give thanks. When your car is running well, give thanks. When you burn supper, give thanks. You can go on and on and on and on. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This verse pretty much is a commandment from God to us as Christians, as believers, to give thanks to the Lord, not necessarily for everything, but in everything. There's a big difference there. Certainly we ought to be thankful, not just because we're told to be thankful, but because we have so very, very much to be thankful for. However, I've discovered that thankfulness can be a very, very fickle thing. Often our thankfulness focuses on things that are physical in nature. We're thankful for our health. We're thankful for our families. We're thankful for our homes. We're thankful for our financial stability. We're thankful for the things we have. Yet all of these things that we have that we are thankful for are all subject to change. You think about it, this last year has been a little more difficult in the health side of things for myself. So I found out I can thank God for my health and I can appreciate good health, but health can go bad. It can turn very quickly. We could be thankful for our families, thankful for relationship in our families, but all of that can break down. Our bank accounts, we can be thankful for bank accounts. We can be thankful for retirement. We can be thankful for all of this, but all of that can run dry. What do we do then? How does that affect our thankfulness? So many people today start out thankful. They start out grateful, but as life becomes more difficult, life becomes real at times, then our perspective begins to change. As life challenges us as individuals, as families, and challenges are going to come. This year has been a challenge for many of us. It's been especially challenging to our families. All of the changes with our school schedules and kids at home, far more than normal, and adjustments that we all have to make. We get in such a routine, and we don't like it when that routine gets messed with. I remember a few years back when my wife Lois lost her job after working at Oscar Mayer for 42 years, and she was always up and gone in the morning long before I would get up, and she was working, getting up at 4:15 every morning, and I don't know about the rest of you, but my morning doesn't start at 4:15, but hers did, and she was up at 4:15. She was out the door, gone to work before 5 o'clock, and now all of a sudden, she's at home, and she's up before I'm up, and she's meddling around in the kitchen, and I can hear dishes clanking, and the house is no longer totally silent and quiet, and it's no longer just mine in the morning. I'm now having to share it with my spouse, and the empty nest syndrome, and our daughter has gone from home for many, many years now already, and now Lois is home every day, and she starts to leave me those honey-do notes on the counter. And I began to just look at those, and I would get sometimes a little bit aggravated because you know how it is in the morning when you make your coffee. I don't drink coffee, but I would make my juice for the day and get it all mixed together, and I'd go stand outside on the patio, and I would just enjoy being outdoors, and now all of a sudden I'm having to make all of these adjustments. And all these changes, as an older saint told me recently in conversation, says, Pastor, all these changes, that's what builds character. It does. It does build character. And building character is sometimes difficult. It's hard work. But it pays off. Big dividends as we travel through life. Building character in our children is hard work, but it pays off big time over the life of our children. We've seen it all before. We go to the store and there's that one poor parent that has this screaming child that's having a temper tantrum in the aisle of the store because he or she is not getting something that he or she feels like they want or that is deserving of them. We all feel for that parent or that mother or that young father because, well, we've all been there before. And we all whisper a quick prayer of thanks, perhaps under our breath, that this time it isn't our child having the fit. Many of us hoping to put a quick end to this embarrassing scene will take and quickly throw whatever it is that our child has to have into the shopping cart, only to get to the next aisle. Ever been there before, parents? And the process starts all over again. One thing I've learned after raising a child, we've only had one child, I decided to cut my losses. after the one, I'm just joking on that, but one thing I've raised after raising a child, that giving a child everything they want doesn't make them more thankful, doesn't make them more grateful. Instead, it makes them oftentimes more demanding and even more ungrateful. So as we talk here tonight for a few moments on building thanks in a somewhat unthankful world, I want to be addressing the parents tonight, but also the children as you gather together with your children. I hope that I would be, this will be of a help to you tonight. I'm hoping that this will be a blessing. We have to look at parenting, and parenting is it's a difficult job in the world that we live in today. And I want to encourage you parents to look over the horizon. The children that maybe perhaps are sitting next to you, and as you view this message tonight, and maybe you're holding their hand and playing or whatever and in your living rooms and such. Just look over the horizon at your children, children that you hope to usher in to a future. And be willing to do the hard work that's necessary to build that child. And when you start building children, you start building from the inside and work your way out. You don't start from the outside and work your way in. So you start from the inside out with building character. And a compassionate parent is one who is looking out beyond the immediate and knows that gratitude is a life skill that every child needs to learn. Ungrateful children lead to ungrateful adults. An ungrateful person, we've all been around those unpleasant people. They're never happy with anything. They live with the attitude of entitlement and disappointment. We've heard this, they're not much of a happy camper. In other words, they're not likely to succeed or be the ones to be very successful in life. They typically don't really love life. They don't love work. Everything is a chore to them. A lot of times they don't love one another, as Jesus commands us to do. Ungratefulness. We live in a world today that is so dissatisfied. It is so unhappy. It is so unthankful. People who lack character and are void of any form or integrity. Ungrateful people. Although character building, when we look at building and developing character within our children, it's a 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year task. There are some reasons as well as events that are custom created, custom made for us to teach character in our children. And this Thanksgiving, this season of Thanksgiving, it gives us an opportunity. It's one of those custom-made teach moments where we can take this opportunity to reinforce the development of gratitude. Gratitude in our children's character. So tonight, for just a few minutes, I'm just going to look at some vital components that I feel are very much needed in today's world to build that spirit of gratitude that's so very lacking in our world today. We have to start off, our number one point to start off with is start with God. Start with God. Parents, moms, dads, make sure your children are reminded every day, through your daily words and through your daily actions that God is the giver of all good gifts. There's a little bit of a, not really a conflict, but conversation. There we go. A little bit of a conversation on the CGC Bros, Marco Polo app there, and a bunch of brothers, and talking about whether or not you should teach your children about Santa Claus. All good gifts come from God. They don't come from Santa Claus. I'm sorry if I broke your bubble tonight. But all good gifts come from God. Let your kids see you as their role model in life, praising God for his daily provision for your family. Don't go and be proud and boastful and say, children, because of dad's hands. I look at the things that God has blessed me with, and I'm so thankful. I talked to a brother just before church, on the way to church, and I was talking about all the things in my life that I'm so thankful for. I'm thankful that God has given me so many abilities to be able to work with my hands, to do things. But you see, I wouldn't have that ability if my father wouldn't have allowed me to break and misplace a number of his tools. My dad, he would allow us boys to make projects out of wood. I would try to make birdhouses and wooden battleships that I would take down to the lake and tie onto my fishing pole and throw out in the water, and did all kinds of things. And I'm so thankful that my dad gave me an opportunity to be able to take and learn some of these skills. So without a lot of piety, but lots of sincerity, let your kids see you as their role model in life. That's why God put fathers in the home. Lead the way, fathers. Express your gratitude to your spouse and your children frequently. Make it a natural part of your conversation to point out the actions, the attitudes, and the attributes that you have observed in them for which you are grateful for. So many times we point out the negative things in our children. We point out the things we don't like, the things that frustrate us. But we need to point out those things that we are thankful for, that we are grateful. See, what happens is you begin to prime the pump with your children when they know that you are grateful and you are happy for them. Children are indeed a gift from God. This next point's kind of a biggie, especially now. We live in a world where so many people are unhappy, and I get tired of listening sometimes to all the grumbling. I've recently had to ban myself from any news sources for a period of time because I'm just tired of the negativity. I'm tired of all the complaining. I'm tired of all the griping. Ever wonder why the first word that your child learns is no? Most kids will learn the word no before they learn the word daddy or mommy. Why? Because that's all they hear. No! Don't touch that! No! That's why they learn the word no. Simple, one syllable. Our children not only learn gratitude from us, they not only learn how to be happy and thankful from us, but they also learn how to complain. They also learn how to whine from us as well. So the next time you're tempted to whine and gripe about your circumstances, take stock, look around. Who's listening? Who's observing? Who's watching you? We have to be careful, folks. And sometimes, yes, sometimes it's we as parents, not necessarily always our children, that need that little attitude adjustment as we go through our day. This week, I talked to our staff in our staff meeting on Tuesday morning about letting the enemy in our lives through how we conduct ourselves every day. I talked about anger. I don't feel like we have a staff that's full of anger. I wasn't necessarily addressing any particular issues other than it's very easy sometimes as a parent, as an adult, that we feel that we're exempt for some reason from all of these various things. And we get angry about things and we allow the enemy in our lives through our anger and our emotion. And it's very easy, especially today, to just get angry about life. Why? Because everyone around us seems to be angry about life. So be careful. We don't want to give the enemy direct access right into our hearts and minds. So be happy. Be happy. Stop grumbling. Be grateful. Be thankful. Another point that we need to remember when it comes to teaching our children about gratitude and about thanksgiving is, did you know that sometimes less is more? Remember that indulging children with all kinds of toys and trinkets only makes them less grateful for what they already have. Next time you're tempted to give them more just to keep them happy, maybe it's time to stop and help them be happy with what they have. We are so obsessed with having to have more. It's not harmful, mom or dad, to tell your children no. Sometimes we just need to learn to say no. I know I talked about this as why is it no, the first word that children, I'm talking in a different text here, in a different sense. Our children have the same human nature that all of us have, and they're born with that human nature. But you see, if that human nature is left unchecked, it will eventually, as they grow older, consume them. So don't be afraid to put a limit on how much stuff they have or how many things they get to do. When you say no to some things, it makes your children notice and be grateful for those times when you say yes. Teach them, this is so important, teach them the value of what they have. Teach them the value of what they have. One of the best ways to do this is to have them earn the next want that they have. I recently went out to dinner with a family from church, and we were all stuffed, and one of the children wanted some pie for dessert until the father says, Well, if you want a piece of pie, get your wallet out. Buy yourself that piece of pie. I didn't think the father was being crude. I didn't think he was being harshful with his child. I think he was teaching his child the value. If you want dessert, break out your money. Buy you that piece of pie. Teaching your children, when a child actually has to work for the money or privilege to satisfy a have-to-have, they're going to enjoy it and appreciate its value much more if they have some skin in the game and they have to purchase it or get that item on their own. Help your children express their gratitude. When you're raising your children, make sure you're training your children to honor those who are serving them. I think it's a shame that we live in a world today where that our children are being applauded, if I can use that word, applauded for being crude and disgusting to authority around them. All the people that are pushing all of this, understand that I do believe that you reap what you sow. And all of these folks that are telling these young people to ignore, disregard, blow off authority in their lives, some point in time that's going to turn on those that are teaching them that. Because you do reap what you sow. Not only do you reap what you sow to the wind, you reap, O rural wind. And our nation is reaping right now what it has sown. We've been reaping this. We've been sowing these seeds of discord for 40 years plus. And now we're going to be reaping. So make sure that your children, that you train your children to honor those who are serving them. Their Sunday school teachers, their youth leaders, their teachers at school, their coaches, their civic servants, our policemen, our firemen. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for the police officers that drive up and down my road. I'm thankful for the firefighters that are willing to put their life on the line to save my life if I'm stranded in my home in a fire. You see, the reason that children don't learn this now is because it's not being taught. We need to teach them. I think it's honorable. I know some of our parents, they bake cookies and send them to school for their teachers. I know some of you parents, you frame those special photos. Basically, what you're saying to your teachers is thank you for investing in my child. Thank you for all you do for me and for my family. Our next point is, I think, is very, very important. I think it's very important that we let our children see the other side. What I mean by this is many times our kids are ungrateful because they have no idea how blessed they are compared to the rest of the world. Make serving others who are less fortunate, not just something you do once a year at Thanksgiving or Christmas, but make it part of your lifestyle. Make it part of the character of your home. So many of our kids are ungrateful because they have no idea how blessed they are compared to the rest of the world. We need to help our kids, get them out of this it's all about me world and into the world of others. And the only way that we can do that is by sharing ourselves with others. Remember, we lead by example, parents. Count your blessings. Oh, I think it's a good thing to do at Thanksgiving, to go around the table And before you pray, each family member be able to take and talk about or speak about what they are most thankful for. So many things I have to be thankful for. Before you pray and you put your children to bed at night, I think it's a very good habit to develop if you don't do it already before your evening prayers. Just go over the day with your children and have them share with you the things that they're thankful for. Let them remind you as you remind them of God's many blessings that's in their lives. And encourage them to speak out and to tell their thanks to God before they go to sleep. And the last point I want to make before we wrap this up this evening is be patient. Be patient. Just as our natural propensity is to focus on what we want and what we don't have, your children's natural propensity is to focus on what they want and what they don't have. Any character trait that you try to develop in your children, in your family, it takes time and practice to become a habit. You see, character building, folks, is hard work. But it's something that you build that lasts a lifetime. It's not something that you just quickly throw in the microwave and in 30 seconds, 45 seconds, or a minute, it's done. It's something that you start with when your children are small, your children are young, and you continue to build as they grow. And building character, it's hard and long, but it pays off big time in their lives of our children and in our future relationships with our children. Remember to pray for your kids and continue to model gratitude in your own life. And someday, they just may knock you right off your chair by saying, "Thank you, Dad." Oh, Dad, I love you. I appreciate you and Mom and all that you invested in me and in my life and all of the folks of Calvary Gospel Church over the years that have invested and made me who I am today. In closing tonight, I want to just pull a little bit of a situation out of the Old Testament. The book of Habakkuk, it was written against a backdrop very similar of where we are today. Israel had backslidden. The king of Judah had led the people into idolatry and away from the ways of the Lord. And as a result, God was preparing to judge the nation of Israel. And here the prophet Habakkuk is having trouble understanding why God would use a heathen nation like Babylon to punish the nation of Israel. He can't understand why God just doesn't purge them from their sins and draw them back to himself and back to a life of righteousness and holiness. When we look at the book of Habakkuk and Habakkuk, it's kind of an odd name. It's a lot like Job, has a lot of similarities. He argues his case with God, but in the end, he realizes that God is not to be worshipped merely because of the temporal things. He's not to be worshipped merely because of the material and the physical blessings of life. But God is to be worshipped simply for who He is. Thus, as He closes out His book, He ends His words with a song of thanksgiving to God for who God is and for the unchanging benefits that belong to those who know Him in a very intimate way. Habakkuk chose or had reason to fret. He had every reason to be ungrateful. And we could look at our world today, and we could look at things that are surrounding us today, and we could say we have every reason to be ungrateful and to be unthankful. What is there to be thankful for today? But you see, Habakkuk, he chose to be thankful instead. And as you go into this, we enter into this holiday season. Thanksgiving kind of kicks off our holiday season all the way through December into the new year. We may look at life and say, what's there to be thankful for? But God, I'm so thankful. Not just thankful for the stuff that You've given me, the temporal. God, I'm thankful, Lord, for simply who You are. As you gather with your families tomorrow for Thanksgiving, I just want Sister Lois and I, as well as all the staff here at Calvary Gospel Church, wish all of you a very happy, a very gracious, a very grateful Thanksgiving. We love all of you very much. We miss all of you very much. May God richly continue to bless each and every one of you and your homes. Sister Kim leads us into a song of closing and worship. May God bless each and every one of you. May God bless you with a very, very gracious, thankful Thanksgiving.
All the rain fall and the storm begin to rage. You are speaking. You calm the wind and waves when the night falls and I carry burdens deep. Grace is reaching me. On the cross, You have won. It is finished. Nothing.
Thank you once again tonight for joining us here at Calvary Gospel Church. Folks from all over Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. God bless you all. May you have a very, very gracious, grateful, thankful Thanksgiving. So, church, let's be safe. Stay saved. And don't forget to stay sanitized. God bless you. We will see you back here on Sunday morning.